This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. We have a flash flood watch until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So it will continue for a while. Otherwise, your weather looks like this. Showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, and showers with widespread thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Locally, heavy rainfall possible even this morning. Our high today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 80%. We are far from being over this. 80% chance of rain today and tonight. 70% chance of rain all day tomorrow. For 9 weeks now, the North Carolina NAACP and other activists have gathered in Raleigh for Moral Mondays to protest what they call the regressive policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 80 were arrested on Monday, bringing the running total to almost 700. Many rallied for the roughly 70,000 North Carolinians who lost their long-term unemployment benefits this week due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers. WCHL's Rachel Nash has been there each week. She was there yesterday and has more.
Today's a really sad day. North Carolina officially became the cruelest state in the nation now that we've walked away from these benefits. The only state to walk away from the benefits, the only state to kick the long-term unemployed to the curb. I think what this legislature has done is indefensible.
That's Mary B. McMillan, the secretary and treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO. She fought a long battle to try to convince state leaders to extend long-term unemployment benefits instead of cutting them off. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing a similar debt, but the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. McMillan said many of the unemployed people she works with are in disbelief.
They're trying to wrap their heads around why in the world would our legislature do this to us? Why would we turn down money that's not going to cost our state a dime? Why would we let what's going to be eventually 170,000 families suffer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah Pinkney McManus, pastor at the Evergreen United Methodist Church in Chatham County, was one of those arrested.
I'm scared to death. I've never done anything like this in my life, but my faith will not let me stay silent, and it's not enough just to speak up. I have to do something.
McManus said the decision to cut off the unemployment benefits for so many North Carolinians pushed her to take a stand.
The folks that come to our food pantry on Tuesday nights, their suffering is immeasurable. It goes far beyond just them having enough to eat. And I don't know what else we can do as a church to help them when they're losing what little bit of income they have.
Her daughter, Elizabeth, attended the protest to support her mother. The undergraduate said she is worried when the time comes for her turn to enter the workforce.
I find that to be traumatizing for the future of our state and for people my age coming into the job market and knowing that there's no security blanket offered by our government.
Pastor Richard Edens of the United Church of Chapel Hill was arrested Monday evening. His wife and fellow pastor Jill Edens was arrested on the seventh Moral Monday. Jill Edens was there to support her husband. Members of the United Church of Chapel Hill have been attending the protest since the movement's beginning back in late April. Member Henry Lister has been to seven Moral Mondays.
I think people of faith think about morals a lot, and apparently some of our legislatures are a little short on that line of thought.
Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson was there. She was arrested on Mega Moral Monday on June 3rd. For the past 2 weeks, she joined a group to meditate on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Johnson said it's a way to peacefully protest and to continue to support the effort. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 at WCHL. With severe rainfall on Sunday and Monday morning, resulting in more than 7 inches in less than 24 hours, emergency crews, firefighters, and police responded to the flooding that hit Orange County. In a statement by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, he says the floodwaters dispatched about 40 residents and caused damage to some public buildings and property, including Town Hall. The first floor of Town Hall is currently closed, but the rest of the building has been open and functional. Smith Middle School set up as a shelter for evacuees on Sunday night. As of 10:30 yesterday morning, there were more than 35 displaced people still at the shelter, according to Orange County Emergency Services Director James Groves.
Those numbers are going to fluctuate up and down today, depending on people going to work. Also, some people were put up in the Red Roof Inn.
With continuing rainfall expected, Groves explained the plan for emergency services to move in to prepare for potential flooding.
As the water levels start to rise and they look like they're going to be peaking like they did yesterday, we would be out in the neighborhoods getting people out well before waters get high enough to cross the bridge.
According to Orange County Public Affairs Officer Carla Banks, cleanup on residential property is up to the residents, but for roads and other county public property, Grove says cleanup crews will be working in the area as long as conditions are safe.
As long as it's safe and there's no water moving over a roadway that could sweep people away, we'll begin our damage assessment process.
In other parts of the county, Meg Branson, Senior Vice President of the Chapel Hill Coverage Chamber of Commerce, says its office is available for businesses who've been displaced but need to continue working.
It is open today for people who need a space to work, to meet with clients, or to coordinate cleanup efforts.
Volunteers who wish to help in the cleanup are asked to contact the American Red Cross. The waters have receded from the shops at Eastgate, but store owners are left struggling with the aftermath of Sunday's flood. Sue Kopkind, a fiber artist and coordinator at Womancraft Gifts, says the artist cooperative is not likely to reopen until the end of the week.
We'll need new carpeting, and a lot of the display units are in the water.
She says she got panicked calls from store volunteers on Sunday as water streamed into the store. Situated on top of Bowling Creek, the shopping center is notorious for flooding over the years. Many stores, including Womancraft, keep sandbags on hand, but Kopkin says they weren't enough to keep the creek out for long.
Even the roaches, it was too fast for the roaches. They were dead in the water.
On Monday morning, landscaping crews shoveled wet mulch from the parking lot as damage assessment teams set up shop. Most stores were closed at Eastgate, but some remained open, seemingly untouched by the flood. Creek water seeped into Great Outdoor Provision Company and rose up from beneath the wooden floorboards. Still, General Manager Chad Pickens says that wasn't enough to keep the business closed.
Our customer base is full of outdoors people, and so our thought is they're kind of used to roughing it, and even though this is far from roughing it, that they would be a little bit more accustomed to the types of smells from the creek that we have here in the shop this morning.
Pickens credits his employees for making sure the store was well prepared.
We knew that historically this is a floodplain area. There have been some problems in the shopping center. So yesterday's crew raised everything off the floors and got things as prepared as we could. There were sandbags out in front of the front doors and back doors that helped minimize the damage.
It's too early to tell how much damage was caused by Sunday's flood. And with more rain in the forecast, some worry it's not over yet, but Pickens remains optimistic.
Certainly far from catastrophic here, and we're open for business, and we hope that customers will continue to come visit.
Meanwhile, shop owners and employees will dry out as best they can and wait for the creek that flows under and sometimes over Eastgate to return to normal levels. Listeners of WCHL and followers of our Twitter and Facebook feeds have submitted photos from the storm and the cleanup efforts. If you have any photos, you can tweet them to us at You can tweet them to us at WCHL or post them to our Facebook page. You can also email them to news@WCHL.com. To see all the images, visit our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And our first look at morning traffic on WCHL is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Traffic very light so far this morning. It's so early. That situation will certainly change a little later on. We remind you to please be extra careful out there today, especially if you're on some of the secondary roads, because you never know what you're going to see out there. Debris, that sort of thing, still a lot of that hanging around. So please just drive a little extra caution. And a little bit later on, we do have a big chance of rain. I'll tell you about that in just a moment, and that could make driving conditions rather hazardous. The Chapel Hill Cover weather forecast presented by your friends at Southern Season in Chapel Hill. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale, going on now through the 4th of July, when they will end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or online. Go to southernseason.com. As I mentioned before, flash flood watch until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Our forecast for today, pretty much like it was yesterday. Showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, and showers with widespread thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Locally, heavy rainfall possible even this morning. Our high today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 80%. That's the same goes for all day today and tonight as well. And a 70% chance of rain all day tomorrow. Doesn't look too good, does it? 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 to WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It transcends trend, the crown jewel of the bun, yet so comfortable in beans.
Oscar Mayer.
The classic beef frank, sublime for any occasion.
Black tie or BYO sweatpants.
Dress up Oscar Mayer in aioli and capers, or dress it down in a blanket, little pig style.
Wee-wee all the way home.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection by Target.
Top 10 signs your neighbor is a Russian spy. This is what we were talking about earlier. So now, here are some things to worry about. Top 10 signs your neighbor is a Russian spy. Here we go, number 10. He's on the cover of Secret Russian Spy Digest. At number 9, during barbecue, he leans into potato salad and says, "Do you copy, comrade?" Number 8, his business card has Russian spy crossed off and landscaper scribbled in. Okay? That's a sure sign. Number 7, your mailmen mysteriously keep dying of polonium poisoning. And number 6, ask you what his son's name is. He replies, that's classified. Number 5, he occasionally has Lennon's embalmed body over for iced tea. What? What? Really? What?
That is...
Number 4, same Roto-Rooter van has been parked across the street for the last 6 years. And number 3, always asking if you have change for 500 rubles. Number 2, saw him with blueprints for the secret candy and soda-powered rocket car. And the number 1 sign, your neighbor is a Russian spy. You walk in on him giving your wife the old hammer and sickle.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Mark Harmon, Amy Schumer, Luke Bryan, and sitting in with the CBS Orchestra, Eric Burdon. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated.
All right. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference is now a 15-team league, and it might just stay that way for a while. Commissioner John Swofford says the expansion is not a topic of discussion for the ACC now, and he would not anticipate it being in the future, but we'll see. That's a quote. Swofford welcomed Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame to the ACC at a news conference at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Manhattan yesterday. Next year, Maryland will lead the Atlantic Coast Conference, and Louisville will join. The Cardinals were picked to replace the Terrapins ahead of Cincinnati and Connecticut. Both of those schools lobby to be next out of the Big East, and both remain in the newly renamed American Athletic Conference. Swofford called the new look ACC the strongest collection of basketball programs ever assembled in a conference. Well, certainly the Atlantic Coast Conference is going to look a lot different now with all those teams in it. Again, 15-team league, and we'll switch out a couple of members next year, but it will remain that same number. 15 teams. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
6:25, 25 minutes after 6, WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are ready to help when you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Charles Osgood. Summer music festivals have become an American tradition, all because of one man's vision, says our CBS News colleague Michelle Miller.
60 years ago, no one ever thought of listening to music like this, except for George Wein.
It was like creating a snowball that rolled down a hill and it just grew and grew, and it's magnificent.
George Wein is now 87, and he and his Jazz Fest are still going strong. The story after this.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
Once upon a time, says Michelle Miller,
George Weem was a small-time music promoter from Boston, and in 1954, he was hired to throw a backyard jam session. That's when the Newport Jazz Festival was born.
I know if I put George Shearing and Dizzy Gillespie and Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, that people would come from all over to see them at one time.
In the 60s, George Weem set his sights on New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz.
And the first time was before the Civil Rights Bill. And we had a meeting. And I said, you can't do a festival here and ask Duke Ellington to stay on the other side of the tracks.
He was right, of course. And his vision worked. Did it ever?
For the first time, there was a real coming together of the entire community. The African-American, your Cajun, your white community, your Creole community. It's all part of this festival.
Ween turned the concert world inside out, says his executive producer, Quint Davis.
The idea that you would not be in a concert hall, that you put a stage outside on a tennis court. I mean, he just is visionary.
Just look at George Ween in 2013.
In 87, he has no plans of slowing down.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Did you know vehicle registration and taxes are processed separately? First, you receive a notice and then pay the vehicle registration. 3 months later, you receive a notice and pay your vehicle tax. From now on, the DMV will send a new combined notice that includes the vehicle registration and the vehicle tax, which will be due at the same time. For more information about changes to the vehicle registration process, please contact the Orange County Tax Office at 919-245-2100.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from WineInsiders.com. It's 54% off. $85 to spend on wine purchases at Wine Insiders for $39. Whether you like it sweet, dry or bitter, white or red, it can all be yours. Pick out a Cabernet or a Chardonnay, whatever your fancy, and let WineInsiders.com deliver it straight to your door. It's 54% off from WineInsiders.com, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL's bottom of the hour. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. We do have a flash flood watch in effect until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Showers and scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for this morning, and showers with widespread thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this afternoon. Locally, heavy rainfall possible this morning. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 80%. That will continue through tonight. Our low temperature tonight around 70. Again, more locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight tonight. And then tomorrow we'll also have a 70% chance of even more rain.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Oh, say can you see?
A memorial in Prescott remembering the 19 local firefighters who died while battling a wildfire in central Arizona.
When I received the news,
Pastor Paul Jones,
that 19 of our brave firefighters have been taken from us.
I was beside myself.
CBS's Marley Hall was there.
Hundreds of people came out in the Prescott community to attend this memorial service that was held at a local university. So many people, in fact, that the venue began to turn people away. And people were just standing outside, sitting outside, listening to the services over loudspeakers. And it was quite an emotional and somber scene. Many people in tears, many people hugging and comforting each other.
The 19 members of an elite team were overtaken by flames from a wildfire that has scorched about 8,400 acres. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL. Tuesday morning, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and more on the weather forecast, and also we'll bring you up to date on what's happening at Camelot Village, which has been the site of a lot of flooding, coming up in just a couple of minutes now. For 9 weeks, the North Carolina NAACP and other activists have gathered in Raleigh for Moral Mondays to protest what they call the regressive policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 80 people were arrested yesterday, bringing the running total to almost 700. Many rallied for the roughly 70,000 North Carolinians who lost their long-term unemployment benefits this week due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
Today's a really sad day. North Carolina officially became the cruelest state in the nation now that we've walked away from these benefits. The only state to walk away from the benefits. The only state to kick the long-term unemployed to the curb. I think what this legislature has done is indefensible.
That's Mary B. McMillan, the secretary and treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO. She fought a long battle to try to convince state leaders to extend long-term unemployment benefits instead of cutting them off. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing a similar debt, but the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. McMillan said many of the unemployed people she works with are in disbelief.
They're trying to wrap their heads around why in the world would our legislature do this to us? Why would we turn down money that's not going to cost our state a dime? Why would we let what's going to be eventually 170,000 families suffer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah Pinkney McManus, pastor at the Evergreen United Methodist Church in Chatham County, was one of those arrested.
I'm scared to death. I've never done anything like this in my life, but my faith will not let me stay silent, and it's not enough just to speak up. I have to do something.
McManus said the decision to cut off the unemployment benefits for so many North Carolinians pushed her to take a stand.
The folks that come to our food pantry on Tuesday nights, their suffering is immeasurable. It goes far beyond just them having enough to eat. And I don't know what else we can do as a church to help them when they're losing what little bit of income they have.
Her daughter, Elizabeth, attended the protest to support her mother. The undergraduate said she is worried when the time comes for her turn to enter the workforce.
I find that to be traumatizing for the future of our state and for people my age coming into the job market and knowing that there's no security blanket offered by our government.
Pastor Richard Edens of the United Church of Chapel Hill was arrested Monday evening. His wife and fellow pastor Jill Edens was arrested on the seventh Moral Monday. Jill Edens was there to support her husband. Members of the United Church of Chapel Hill have been attending the protest since the movement's beginning back in late April. Member Henry Lister has been to seven Moral Mondays.
I think people of faith think about morals a lot, and apparently some of our legislatures are a little short on that line of thought.
Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson was there. She was arrested on Mega Moral Monday on June 3rd. For the past 2 weeks, she joined a group to meditate on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Johnson said it's a way to peacefully protest and to continue to support the effort. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Senate is putting on hold for another week, debating legislation that would require photo identification to vote in person in North Carolina. Rules Committee Chairman Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville said previously a voter ID bill and legislation with broader election changes would be unveiled this week. Apodaca said Monday that won't happen until next week because Republicans are still working on the legislation. He declined to provide any details. The House approved a voter ID bill in April and sent it to the Senate, where leaders have been waiting for a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. Last week's high court ruling essentially means the state doesn't have to receive advance approval by U.S. Justice Department attorneys or a federal court for the bill to be enacted. Well, a lot of flooding here in Chapel Hill. As you know, Camelot Village condominium residents are facing severe water damage to their homes after more than 7 inches of rain between Sunday afternoon and Monday morning. Camelot Village is right across the street on Estes Drive from University Mall. The Red Cross set up a shelter at Smith Middle School on Sunday night for evacuated residents. Monday morning, a Camelot Village resident of 14 years as he returned to his home from Smith Middle School with only a few saved belongings in hand.
I'm in the back. Gee, we never get flooded, but it was so bad. The water was up to the door, but they were telling everybody to get out and go. I went to the shelter. I just came back now to see if I can change some. If I was trying to save whatever I could save, I was throwing clothes on top of my bed. Everything was floating around. I've been in these apartments a long time, and I've never seen it like this.
Another Camelot Village resident, Arnell Flowers, says he tried to notify the people around him as the flood was rushing into his apartment.
Early in the morning, about 4:30, I got up, knocked on people's doors. I got as many people up as I can before the water rose too high.
Now, Flowers says his next steps are saving his home.
And now we're back, and I don't know what's going to happen, but we need to get this place secured enough so we're livable again.
Construction crews are helping repair the damaged homes. Joel Duvall, property manager for Camelot Village, recounts the flooding.
On Sunday morning, about 5 o'clock, there was a flood that got into three buildings. Two restoration companies come down Sunday to start work on those three buildings. Sunday afternoon, the major flood hit, and we have probably 76 units that got water in them.
Duvall says he's unsure when the homes will be habitable again.
It may be as much as 60 days. We're not sure.
Marshall Wade, Camelot Village resident, had no damage to his home, but says his neighbors encountered water 3 to 4 feet deep.
Most of those down there got water 3 and 4 feet deep. In those apartments, they not only have to pull all the carpets out, but they will have to rip the sheetrock off the walls. They replace a lot of the electrical outlets, things like that.
Wade says he worries if residents of Camelot Village can survive another storm like Sunday's.
This place may not survive this one. This may be the end of Camelot Village.
Camelot Village residents continue to restore their homes after the water damage. For the entire interviews from these residents and Joel Duvall, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. A new call center is opened in North Carolina to provide information for citizens living with HIV. NC One Call is set up to put callers in contact with nurses who can refer them to various clinics and make appointments for them, as well as providing other services that North Carolinians with HIV might need. Assistant Professor of Medicine at UNC, Cindy Gay, says 25% of North Carolinians with HIV do not seek medical care.
And we felt like having a call center where it's not a face-to-face and a little bit more anonymous, that it might be a method of getting information or linking to care that might be just a bit easier or more attractive than initial for some people.
The goal of the call center is to help those with HIV get past the obstacles for receiving care, which Gay says range from concern about bills to fear of knowing one is infected to a lack of transportation to get to a clinic.
The state has a relatively new program of what they call bridge case managers, and they are tasked exactly with helping people get into care. We have that list of bridging case managers and can provide that number to the caller as well.
Gay says the quality of life for someone who has HIV and receives treatment is vastly different from someone who doesn't get treatment.
If someone gets into care early before they have an advanced HIV, they could live their entire life without having what we call an HIV-related illness of any kind.
The NC One call line is a toll-free number open from Monday to Friday. You can find that number by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:40. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Richard Taylor has today's commentary coming up next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics, actually Tar Heel Trivia this morning on WCHL.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I have been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984. And one of the dentists of the Kennedy Dental Group, along with Dr. Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls. And we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. And one of the things we try to consider when we see patients, even on routine exams, is to look for things like oral cancers or any kind of non-complaint issues. In fact, each year about 40,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with either oral cancer or pharyngeal cancers, and it's a real tragedy because most of those cancers are not particularly hard to treat, but they tend to be discovered too late. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
This is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Good morning, it is 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Richard Taylor. Most of us are making plans for July 4th. Some of us will have cookouts or go to the beach. There's a traditional festival for the Eno in Durham, and of course the huge Keenan Stadium fireworks display. Of course, Ron Stutz as MC. But let's not forget about the Carver Family 4th. The morning begins with music and gathering on the town's front lawn at Weaver Street Market. As American flags fly everywhere, look for a variety of clever 4th-themed costumes as participants vie for prizes handed out by the Carver Recreation and Parks Department. Then red, white, and blue attired kids, bikes, wagons, and dogs line up for the annual People's Parade towards Town Hall at 300 West Main Street. About 10:30 a.m., the piercing siren from the fire department's big ladder truck leads the colorful parade of people down recently refurbished West Weaver Street. The village band plays first under the big elm with up-tempo marches and patriotic tunes, followed by several other bands and singing groups. Activities for kids and families cover town commons. It's a low-key tradition in Carver. Carver even had its own fire department stage fireworks show until 1990, right there on the playfield that later became town commons. But insurance costs and logistics stopped that tradition, and now West End's helps support the big bash at Keenan Stadium. So here's an invitation for all Carver residents, visitors, shoppers, and supporters to be part of the family this July 4th. We'll save you a shady spot under our historic Great American Elm where you can watch the people and hear the music in style. We can paint a flag on your face and even save you a piece of watermelon. This is Richard Taylor.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
P.J. Hairston had 23 points in Carolina's victory over Villanova in the NCAA tournament last season, the highest point total for a Tar Heel player in the two postseason games Carolina played last year. While 23 points is certainly impressive, It is not close to the Tar Heel record for points in an NCAA tournament game by a single player. That record is 39 points and has been done twice. Can you name the two Tar Heels that set that school record? The answer comes up after this break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Carolina record for points by an individual player in an NCAA tournament game is 39. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wants to know if you can name the two players who share that record. Lenny Rosenbluth first set the record when he scored 39 against Canisius in the 1957 East Regional semifinal in an 87-75 win in the Palestra in Philadelphia. Ironically enough, the Spectrum in Philadelphia was the location where Al Wood scored 39 against Virginia in the 1981 Final Four to tie the Carolina all-time mark.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Remember that well in 1981. Al Wood scored 39 points against Ralph Sampson and the Virginia Cavaliers. Tar Heels won that game. They went on to play in the national championship game against Indiana, a game in which they lost, but it was really a strange day for a lot of reasons. That was the day that President Reagan was shot in an attempted assassination. And it was just really strange in Philadelphia that day. There was a lot of talk about not even playing that championship game. It is 6:48 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. More trivia on the way from Freddie Kiger. That is up next.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily feature and just outstanding food, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL. Well, first of all, say good morning. Say hello to Ram Northam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you,
You look
Ron?
Good, man. I came in this morning and he was just a flurry of activity. just running back and forth in the newsroom. And
well, at least today there's not water flinging off of me as I'm in flurry.
That's true. Yeah. But you're sort of like the, you remember the cartoons where you used to see the Tasmanian devil who was spinning around so fast you could barely see who
that's
he was?
Yeah.
That's sort of the blurry image I get every day when I walk in and see Rand. He's so busy. So
well, we're glad to see everything drying out a little bit this morning, and
yeah, really.
Hope that can stay the fact. But it looks like more rain possible today, and we'll keep an eye on those flood areas and see if we get more situations like the last 2 days.
Unfortunately, it's not going. This threat of rain is not going away anytime soon. We'll have more forecasts coming up.
That flood watch extended till tomorrow at 8 o'clock now, so
yeah.
Just a whole nother day of just sitting and waiting to see.
I just feel for those people who are affected personally by it, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
And their homes and their businesses. Well, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Traffic, a good start this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior, 919-967-8367. 63 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We've had a lot of action on Twitter in the last couple days, and we appreciate all of those chiming in, and we appreciate the Road Warriors chiming in when you do. And we ask that you do all of those methods of communication, whether you're giving us a call or tweeting us, to do that very safely.
And if you don't realize how serious all this flooding is, just look at some of those photographs on our website.
No kidding.
Amazing.
Yeah, lots of amazing photographs from people tweeting in, emailing, Facebooking, all that.
That's right. Hey, listen, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I'll see you again in just a little while here.
You betcha.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. You need a cup right now. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, as Rand mentioned, that flash flood watch continues. Showers and scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for this morning. And showers with widespread thunderstorms in the afternoon. And maybe some heavy rainfall this afternoon and this morning. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 80%. 80% chance of rain continues through tonight with a low 70. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same. Just 70% chance of rain. Not really sure how much difference that makes. It is a rainy forecast, and it's going to stay that way for several days. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos is 84. She's one with all the shoes. Jazz musician Ahmad Jamal, 83. Actress Polly Holiday is 76. Kiss my grits. Racing Hall of Famer Richard Petty is 76 years old today. Let's see here. Writer, director, comedian Larry David, 66. Lucy Baines Johnson, daughter of President Lyndon Johnson, is 66 years old today. Actress, model Jerry Hall, once married to Mick Jagger, 57 years old today. Actor Jimmy McNichol is 52. Actress Yancey Butler, 43 years old today. Singer Michelle Branch is 30. Actress-singer Ashley Tisdale is 28 years old today. And actress Lindsay Lohan somehow has survived to be 27 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Alicia Stack, Vicki Olive, Meg Malloy of North Carolina Prevention Partners has a birthday today. Jennifer Wiggins, Kevin Fulton, John Tyus, Deborah Sexter, Mary Hamilton, Hank Becker, and Laura Yates all celebrating birthdays today, as is Amanda Arrington and Lynn Vernon. Our birthday winner of the day is Jan Buta, who happens to be a very talented artist. Happy birthday, Jan. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and also at Metamont for you. Jan Buta, happy birthday from UPS and all of us at WCHL. Well, here I am right now, ready for all the excitement of the day. It is Tuesday. You know what that means.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
With Freddie Kiger.
Yes, it is.
And
thank you very much.
The Rock and Roll Trivia question.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, today, I think today was the day the Declaration of Independence was actually approved.
Uh-huh.
And then they signed it or announced it to the public on July the 4th. So, in a way, this is kind of Independence Day, but we won't get ahead of ourselves.
All right. Well, that has nothing to do with rock and roll, but this does. He's about to ask a question.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? Holy smoke. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do something that's kind of...
we're going to take the beginning of this song.
Yeah. And we're going to do it slow and easy. But we never do anything
Tina Turner.
And easy.
I'm sorry. The way you said that just kind of reminded me of the beginning of that song.
No. I mean, and that makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? I didn't do a rock and roll question for this day.
You didn't. What did you do? You got another kind of question?
I did.
Well, I'll let you off the hook. You know, sometimes you forget.
I can't believe I did that.
Well, it's okay, Freddie. I'm sure our listeners will forgive you.
Oh, man.
For not having a rock
so
and roll
sorry.
Question for one,
what
one
was
Tuesday.
Not? I wasn't thinking. My bad.
I don't know, folks. But it's okay. You got me all excited.
All right.
Only to let me down. So
right.
Why do you build me up?
Foundations.
Just to let me down.
Well, we could do something on the fly.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead. Just make something up.
Did you call me a gourdhead?
No, I didn't. Sorry. Don't let me be misunderstood. All right, go ahead and make something up off the top of your head.
Okay, all right, off the top of the head. Okay.
All right.
Rock and Roll Tuesday, off the top of the head. Here we go. All right, back in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a super group entitled Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah, good stuff.
Name the three groups that those individuals left to form that super group. So, in other words, David Crosby left what group?
Uh-huh.
Stephen Stills left what group?
Yeah.
And Graham Nash left what group to form CSNN?
All right, your number to call, 919-929-WCHL, if you think you know the answer this morning. I think that's an easy question. You might not. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Molly Boyd is a job coach, re-employment service supervisor for the Employment Security Commission of the Orange County Job Skills Center in Chapel Hill. She loves helping people find jobs.
I work at the Employment Service Office here in Chapel Hill, and when I do, I'm the job coach. I help people look for work. We put on a number of workshops each month to help them to be prepared to get back into the workforce.
Molly Boyd is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I am able to help people. More and more people are going back to work, and, you know, some are seeking training. And then the workshops we offer, you know, they thank us for, because we have a job skills workshop, interviewing. We have employers coming in, giving tips. So we do a number of things here to try to get them back into the workforce, or to help them with their skills and getting back to the workforce.
Molly knows what these people are going through, and she just has a certain empathy. She's an ordained minister and loves to help people.
The last company I worked for, you know, it closed down, but I do a number of things at my church. I help students prepare for the integrated test, help them with homework. I'm a minister. Project Christian Education, develop curriculum, just whatever the need is.
Tell me about working with young people and why you like so much to work with them.
Oh, I enjoy them. They have so much energy, and they really help me too, because, you know, kids, children are wise. You know, they are wise, and we learn from them as well. But I like knowing that I can make a difference.
She spends a lot of time on her job and a lot of time at church. Molly is just a selfless person, according to Mike Comvis, who nominated her to go in today's spotlight. And Molly, I understand you're a widow, but you have two great sons, one who's still in high school and one recently graduated from North Carolina A&T. Molly Boyd is an exceptional giver and volunteer, one who truly makes life in our community much better. That's why she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, the question this morning is, who were the three groups that Crosby, Stills, and Nash left to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash? All right. The answer is the Byrds, the Buffalo Springfield, and the Hollies. Make it easy. Remember this music right here? Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, and boy, they had so many others. Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, and the Hollies. That's the answer to the question this morning, and nobody got it. We stumped everybody this morning, Freddie. Oh, boy.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity